It's Morning Edition from NPR and WIOL. Good morning. I'm Brian Moline. We're now in the third week of legal cannabis sales in Illinois. All week, we've examined issues surrounding the change in our state, from communities considering marijuana businesses to the criminal expungement process to hemp farming. Today, we answer questions sent into our site, askthenewsroom.com. Our news director, Reginald Hardwick, joins me this morning with some answers. Good morning, Reginald.
Good morning, Brian. And this morning, we have some answers to questions about driving, growing, and what happens if a pet gets a hold of your pot.
Our first question was from Karen. She asked, what legal provisions are there for controlling driving high? I've heard there's no test like the one that determines blood alcohol level.
Well, I checked with the Illinois State Police Facebook page. They stress, quote, you can and will be arrested if you drive high. Karen is partially correct. There is no breathalyzer test for cannabis like there is for drivers impaired by alcohol. However, the Illinois State Police is researching how to test saliva for THC, the psychoactive ingredient in marijuana. Also, Illinois State Police is leading a DUI cannabis task force, which was formed last June. They are expected to recommend improvements on enforcement of driving under the influence of marijuana to Governor Pritzker and the General Assembly by July.
Another question we had comes from Kay. She says, a friend who also holds a medical cannabis card, as I do, will be setting up a hydroponic growing room to grow the 5 cannabis plants she's allowed. Because she owns space large enough, she's asked me if I want to grow my 5 allotted plants there as well. Can I do that legally on her property if I rent space from her?
I tried calling around to lawyers who work with cannabis cases and didn't get an answer. However, here's what we know what the law says. Illinois homegrown cannabis is available to medical cannabis patients in their primary residence with a limit of 5 cannabis plants over 5 inches tall per household and not per person. So it sounds like a no to me, but if you're listening to this and you're an attorney or someone who may have an answer, feel free to write in at askthenewsroom.com.
Let's shift gears to another topic. From our newsroom, what happens if your pet accidentally swallows your pot?
So for an answer to this, I headed over to the University of Illinois College of Veterinary Medicine. I talked with Dr. Caroline Tanazzi, clinical assistant professor in the college. Her specialty is small animal emergency and critical care. She told me in 17 years that she's treated pets exposed to cannabis. In dogs, most of the problems happen when they accidentally eat an entire plate of edibles like cookies or brownies or consume butter or oils with cannabis. Now, there's two problems with that. Because it's baked into the food, it's unclear how high the THC levels are in the food, so they don't know how much has been ingested. Secondly, the cannabis may be in a food like a brownie made out of chocolate, which is toxic to dogs. And here's what Dr. Tanazzi told me to look for if you think your dog or cat has accidentally ingested marijuana.
The main thing is that they start dribbling urine or become urinary incontinent. They sway. We call that ataxia. They might be less awake, or they'll kind of act like they're getting tired, and they might get dilated pupils. They might be reluctant to stand up and walk. In more severe cases, it might lower their heart rate and cause them to go into a coma. Cats, it can be a little bit different. They act like they're hallucinating, so they'll be acting one way, just sitting there, and all of a sudden be trying to, you know, grab at the air, running around, or jumping on and off things.
So Dr. Tanazzi with the University of Illinois College of Veterinary Medicine recommends calling the poison control hotline or seeing a vet. There are some decontamination measures that a vet can do. If the ingestion is large enough, it can send a dog into a coma, so it's critical that they get help. And one more note, she says people are sometimes embarrassed when this happens and try to avoid telling the vet what was eaten. So she says most vet offices are a no-judgment zone, and they need to know what drug was ingested to treat your dog or cat quicker. And she says most vets won't call the police unless they think someone was intentionally trying to harm the animal.
That's WIOL News Director Reginald Hardwick. And if you want to see all of this week's stories on cannabis or have a question to ask the newsroom, head over to illinoisnewsroom.org. Look on the right-hand side of the page for the state of cannabis. Thanks a lot, Reginald.
Thank you, Brian.